are listening to the official Pitch Dice and Cape Town podcast, episode 23. Hey guys.
Hey.
Time for another episode.
Well, I guess it was good. So this is the first full week Robin's been back.
Yay, I'm home.
Well, it's nice, and I guess it's just like adjusting to jet lag, really.
Oh my god, yeah. This was a very sleepy and confused week for me, and I kind of screwed myself over by staying up all night on election night, as I wrote about. Definitely delayed my progress readjusting to Cape Town time. But
that's worth it, because Obama's still king of America, which is awesome.
We don't have kings in America, sweet love.
Obama is king of awesomeness.
That's true. So, if you listened to the podcast last week, you know that our car broke down. And if you didn't listen to the podcast last week, now you know, our car broke down. So, our car's in the shop. So this week we had to get used to getting around Cape Town without a car.
Yeah. Oh, and for the car savvy people, the radiator died, and that needed to be replaced, and a bunch of other things needed to be replaced that are attached to the radiator.
I bet that that was really helpful for our car savvy audience.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know exactly what you're talking about.
FYI. And a tube.
All those things attached to the radiator.
There are like tubes, and there's a thermometer, and there's other things. Yeah. So,
We took the train early this week. Colin had to go to work, and I had to go to my therapist out in the suburbs. And we live really close to the Cape Town train station, which is where all the train lines originate. And, you know, there was basically a train running every 20 minutes. And help me out here, please.
Yeah, and well, so we just had to do, yeah, so we just had to take the train in. It's just like public transport. It's really, really cheap. So for like 6 or 8 rand, depending on if you sit in
First class,
for 2 rand more. There's a small amount of hard cushion that you get on your seats.
And I think that really what you're paying for is having less people on your train car.
Oh, yeah.
Because the...
So we rode both.
The regular cabin gets so crowded that one time that I rode it, it was so crowded that people were literally hanging outside of the train. Because one of the things that's most bizarre about these trains is that the doors open manually.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so old. Is really what it really feels like being on a train in the 1970s.
Yeah, it's super crazy. So so we did that, and it's a little weird. They're not like on your ticket; it doesn't tell you what train to get on. You have to figure out exactly which one to do, like by looking at like the last stop and figuring out.
Yeah, you have to know what is the final stop on your line. Which I don't know, for people who live in subway towns, maybe this all sounds so, you know,
easy,
pedestrian.
But regardless, it's tough here because like we don't know what cities are around. So anyway, but regardless, we were able to do it and we did it a few times and you know it was fine.
And now, yeah, like because I remember when we moved here, somebody from Colin's office was like, "Don't take the train." They were like, don't do that. It's not safe. And I didn't feel that way at all. I mean, it wasn't great, but it didn't feel unsafe. It just felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. And also, I've been taking, like, the mini bus home from work. Those are those, like, crazy little cabs. Those are fine as well. They're really cheap. And the people drive crazy. Yeah, so that was okay. But I'm going to be really, really excited when we get our car back.
Because it does feel very limiting. It's hard when you're, I mean, I guess anybody who has a car knows what it's like.
Yeah, that's true.
God, this is the worst podcast we've ever recorded. Anyway, okay, so as I've mentioned before, we write an outline before we start the episode.
It's not pretending, it's the truth.
We write an outline, and I just realized that our outline says on one line, train, and on the next line, robbery. So, train robbery, except for the robbery didn't happen on the train. But, that leads
and
into...
And there wasn't a robbery, Tarrant.
No, there wasn't.
It was an attempted pickpocketing. Yeah, so I hate where we live. I absolutely hate it. I am so tired of where we live. I don't really feel safe here. Well, no, that's not true. I feel safe, but I'm tired of people. People are getting more and more aggressive. Like, beggars are getting more and more aggressive.
And we're getting more and more tired of it. And we're getting part of it, too.
Yeah, yeah. But they are absolutely getting more aggressive as the weather gets better. And as I was walking home. As I was walking home after taking the minibus, there was this, like, construction area, like, on one of the sidewalks. And I made a mental note. I was like, oh, I should probably not go near this construction area, because it's like one of those where there's like work overhead.
The scaffolding type situation?
Yeah, so there's like scaffolding, and so then there's like aluminum siding or whatever, and then scaffolding, so it's kind of, you're kind of in like a little tunnel in the sidewalk. Anyway, I made a, like, as soon as, like, I like debated whether I wanted to go in this little tunnel, which literally was probably 10 feet long. I debated mentally in my head for like a second or two. And I was like, ah, fuck it, it's probably fine. And so the reason I didn't want to go in there is because, like, there are only two exits whenever you're in a tunnel. There's the front and the back. You can't move to the side. And those are the type of things you need to think about when you're in this shitty, shitty area where we live. And so as soon as I walk in there, I get flanked by these two guys. And one guy in front of me, one guy to the side of me, and, like, to the back of me.
Velociraptor style.
Velociraptor, with, yeah.
Clever and, girl.
And, the person in the front is saying something, and I assume it's in Xhosa, and I can't understand him, but I'm like, no, and I tried to walk to the other side, walk around, and I hear him say something that sounds like phone, and he was, like, pointing to where my phone was in my pocket, and you could kind of see it, the outline a little bit. And so I was like, God damn it, like, they're going to try to steal my phone. And so then I felt someone swipe my pocket where my phone was. And so he was, like, towards the side of me where this aluminum paneling was, or steel paneling, where, like, the side of that little construction scaffolding tunnel is. And so I turned my body and I slammed it up against this guy into the siding.
Like a super badass.
No, I wasn't being a badass at all. And I screamed, get the fuck off me. I push the person in front of me away, because they, like, fucking, like, tried to, like, trap me so they could, like, steal my phone. But I think it startled them that I reacted like that, I guess. And then I just continued walking, and I was trying to make sure that they weren't following me, and they weren't, and it was just bizarre. It's just fucking weird. I'm like, I'm so tired of this bullshit that happens here. I'm like, I don't know, I'm really looking forward to moving out of here. It's just that, like, we're in an area, it's just that fucking, I mean, I don't worry about, like, getting hurt here. I just worry about, like, you know, shit getting stolen or whatever. Anyway, it's just, I'm so fucking sick of it, like, completely. Like, I feel like we should just drive everywhere we go. So, yeah, so that's it. So that's a terrible place where we live.
And that's my badass husband.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to put a positive spin on things, because I'm trying to stay positive.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I mean, it's very badass that, yes. Anyway, I was super pissed off, when I got home.
But we had a great weekend.
We did have a great weekend.
Because Colin's cousin Jennifer is in town for business. And it's awesome because she's lived in Sweden for the last 10 years. So I've only met her one time before. And Colin was saying, like, she, of all of his cousins, she's probably the one he's seen the least.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really cool. It's just really nice, like, you know, her work schedule, like, brought her down here. And so then,
And how great for her that she's coming to, you know, the end of the earth and she has family here.
Yeah, yeah. So that's awesome. So we met up with her yesterday, and we met up at the waterfront, hung out there for a while.
Went on a walk in the sun, and then we were like, I was like, I need a disco nap. But as it turns out, I slept for 13 hours when I laid my head down for the disco nap. But first, so when we got home, there was, like, some kind of sporting event really loudly broadcast outside of our apartment. So it was like, well, if it's not going to be quiet, then I'm going to listen to what I want to listen to. So I decided to watch Center Stage, the classic ballet movie, and Colin got sucked into its web. But then our internet connection is so slow that, like, literally every 2 to 3 minutes, it would pause for 20 to 30 seconds. So the way that we dealt with this was we started to play a game where every time it paused to buffer, you had to guess what was going to happen next. And you got, you know, bonus points for style.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. I mean, like,
Center Stage is a fun movie. We didn't make it all the way to the end of the movie.
Yeah, because it kept pausing. Like,
yeah, so we still have to watch the final ballet performance. You're going to lose your mind, Colin. You're going to lose your mind.
Okay. Yeah,
God, that movie's so good.
Yeah, and it's even better when you're guessing what happens.
When it's like, they're, you know, she's walking on the bridge with Cooper Nielsen, and it's like, oh, Cloverfield jumps up and eats the bridge.
Yeah, when it, like, pauses and you have to get, and we were wrong every time.
We mostly, there were a lot of times where somebody would say something bitchy, and we would guess, and then she punches her in the face.
Yeah, so there's a lot of punches her in her face.
So if you thought that Center Stage couldn't get any better, you now know that it can.
It can. However, the amount of pauses, like, the amount of buffering that was actually taking place, eventually got to the point where we were like, God damn it, just fucking
there
play.
There was
like,
diminishing returns, and we ended up giving up and going to bed.
Yeah.
But today, Jennifer forgave us, sweetly, for sleeping through the time that we were going to go get dinner with her. And we went into Wine Country. We finally got on one of the red bus tours that go through the city, and it's like the same company of double-decker red buses that is in, like, every major city, I think, where, you know, you pay for your ticket, and then they stop at different touristy spots, and you can get off, and then you get on another bus, and all that stuff. So in Cape Town, they have a special route that takes you into the wine country, and then you get off your bus, and you get on a sub-route.
Yeah.
You take a sub-route for the wine farms, and they stop at 3 wine farms, but we were done after 1.
Yeah, well, we had generous pours for...
Generous pours, and I guess good thing, because I think we took the last bus home, right?
Yeah, we did.
So, I'm glad we were done.
Yeah. We ended that. That was fun. We helped Jennifer set up some of her convention stuff.
Yeah, I got to see a convention hall 2 days before the convention starts for the first time in my life. Changes everything.
Yeah, we like walked in and it was like a...
Literally broken glass on the floor. Just total...
Like shit just like everywhere. Just...
It looked like a disaster zone.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I will have so much more respect for conventions now. All the labor that goes into them.
Yeah. And there were painters walking around. And there were like construction crews. And then there were these the people that were actually... like the ones that like rent out the booths, and it's just there were just so many people doing all these different things. It was kind of cool to see. So I'm curious what it looks like, you know, when everything's all set up. But
hopefully, there's not broken glass on the floor.
Yeah. And so then we ate it. We went back to the waterfront and hung out with Jennifer a little bit longer.
Had a nice dinner.
And
Jennifer and Colin ordered prawns, and then were distressed because the prawns still had their eyeballs attached.
Yeah, they still had the big faces, so that was stupid.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
I told you to get tuna.
Yeah, so it was good. Yeah, and I don't know, so that was the week, so...
That was the week that was.
Yeah, it's a good week, minus the fact that I fucking hate where we live, so...
Well... Can we end on a positive note, please?
Yeah, let's end on a positive note.
So, a positive note is that we're actually headed back to the States in a little more than a week. Or I guess 1 week from when this podcast goes live. Colin's first time back since we moved here.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that.
My first time back since 10 days ago. So I'm not sure if a new podcast will go up next week. We'll see, hopefully.
Oh, something really positive at work. I had a meeting with someone important about a thing I've wanted to do for a long time.
Okay, Captain Vague.
So that's good.
Anyway, good things are happening for Colin at work. We're going back to America next week.
Yes, yeah, so everything's fine. We do have a lot. And also I have to say, like, where we live isn't terrible.
Okay.
It's not.
I'm going to make a supercut of all the times that you said I hate where we live. And then end it with, I have to say, where we live isn't terrible. It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. I'm just pissed off. I don't like when people try to steal from me.
Neither do I. Okay, that's still not ending on a positive
note. Yeah, damn it, I ruined that.
Yes.
But no, Tim, you can edit kisses.
Oh, I'll edit kisses you.
Okay, well, yeah, so I,
thank you, veterans.
Thank you, veterans.
And thank you, listeners.
Thank you, listeners. And thank you, non-listeners. Un-listeners. Ill-listeners.
But this, they're never going to hear
Dis-listeners.
That.
Dis-listeners. I know. It doesn't matter. It's...
That's a paradox.
You're a pair of kisses. You're a pair of socks.
Oh, that's cute.
Don't forget you.
Okay, bye. 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 Today, as we record, it is Veterans Day, so thank you, veterans.
Thank you, vets, for taking care of my kitties. Right, Tootsie, get it? Don't pretend.
Oh, that was stupid. I do get it.
Tune, you didn't get my vet joke?
I really honestly didn't get it at first. It's been a long day, guys.